Nashville's Metro Council waded into the thorny political issue of private prison operations this week. The council ultimately decided that employee pension funds should not be invested into for-profit prisons, including Nashville-based Core Civic. But WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that, first, the council had to sift through some misinformation.
It turns out that Metro does not have nearly $1 million invested in for-profit prisons, as the measure's backers initially claimed. Council members were corrected shortly before the meeting. So instead of calling to divest those dollars, Councilwoman Erica Gilmore asked for a halt to any future prison investing.
We just want to be clear that we're not doing it now and we're not doing it going forward.
20 members passed the measure, with many citing moral misgivings about private prisons, but about as many were ambivalent. 17 chose not to take a side. Several members, including Robert Swope, called it a bad precedent for the council to tell the investment committee how to do its work.
Their job is to make the most money for our employees at all times, regardless of the politics involved.
In the end, the resolution is a non-binding request. An independent committee still gets final say on what the pension fund invests in. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.